Gentlemen, welcome to the Manlyhood Mancast. Today, we're going to talk about some skills that every man needs. We're going to get into that right after this.
In a culture that scoffs at honor, you can rise up to lead and to shine. It's time to be the best man that you can be. This is the Manlyhood Mancast. Here's your host, Josh Hatcher.
Hey, listen, thank you guys so much for supporting the work that we do here at Manlyhood. I appreciate you going to themanlyhood.com/store and grabbing yourself a Manlyhood t-shirt or a hoodie and then helping to spread the word about what we're doing here. Listen, this is not a Josh Hatcher thing. This is a all of us men trying to be better men together thing. You know, when this was started, this wasn't just my vision. This was something that I invited a lot of guys to join me on, and that's still what I'm doing. I'm inviting men to join me in this process, and it's as much for me to grow as it is for you to grow. This is something we're working on together. So if you want to be a part of it, make sure you go to the Manlyhood Man Cave Facebook group, and you can request to join it, and then we'll add you to the group, and we can talk about some ways that you can become a better man. We can encourage you. You can share your struggles. You can tell a funny dad joke. We can goof around, show pictures of the things you're working on, and we can use that space to help us become better men. I've also got more resources that I'm working on that will be coming soon, so stay tuned. I'm kind of excited to bring you some pretty cool stuff here at Manlyhood. Now, these are our solo shows. I do one of these a week where I kind of bust out and talk about some of the things that I find interesting and that I think matter to men and that we need to do. But then we also have our interview shows. These go a little longer where we talk to thought leaders, musicians, best-selling authors, people who have a story to tell, and we dig into some really cool topics and conversations. So make sure that you check out both sides of this podcast and let me know what you think. I really would appreciate some reviews on iTunes or comments on YouTube. Let me know if you're appreciating the work that we're doing here. Now let's get right into it. We're going to talk about skills that every man needs.
Skills every man needs.
Now, first things first, you need to know and understand that there are talents, and a talent is something that you're born with, a natural ability that you have, and some people have very particular talents. They are natural. You have really no say in them. Some people are born gifted, right, at certain things. There's some people who are just gifted with numbers or gifted with musical ability. They can, I think of like Charlie Puth, I think he can hear a note and tell you exactly where it lands on the keyboard. You know, he knows exactly, it's perfect pitch, right? Not everybody has that. Some people have a different set of abilities, we'll call them. That set of abilities is going to be talents or giftings, and the other set of abilities we call skills. Now, a skill is something that you can learn, something that you can develop, you can work on. And you can take a talent. If you have a small degree of talent, you can use it like a skill and you can level it up and grow it. So if you have certain things that you're a little bit talented with, you can become very talented with them as you develop those skills, as you work on them, as you practice, as you learn them. I think of guitar playing. You know, I'm a moderate guitar player. In fact, I'm actually not a very good guitar player. I've played for a long time. I've come to a place where I know if I want to become a better guitar player, I have a lot more work that I have to do. So I've kind of learned how to be good enough, and I've said, that's fine. That's fine for me. I'm a good enough guitar player for what I need. And it's that way with other skills as well, where you might hit a point where you're like, okay, that's good enough. That's all the more functional I need to be. But if you want to go deeper, if I want to become Eric Clapton or Johnny Resnick or whoever, I need to put in more hours and more time, and I really need to learn how to play lead and put in the licks, and I need to take the time to strengthen my pinky finger. It's double jointed, so it doesn't like to move the way that it's supposed to move on the guitar. and try to put the time in to develop that skill. That's hard to do. It's not easy. And if you develop the skill, then you become better at it. So these are skills that any man can develop, and I think every man should develop. The first set of skills that every man should develop are money management skills. And let's name some of those. The first one is budgeting. Do you know where your money's going? Do you know how much you have coming in? And this is not an easy skill to learn. Now, there are all kinds of resources for you to learn it. I highly encourage you to find a Dave Ramsey course if you can, or if you look up online and find some of his resources that you can do and learn some of these skills, because that is a great place to learn how to budget, making sure that every dollar that you have has a name, that has a place where it's going, and you can learn how to use it. Other skills that are related to this are the skill of saving. Do you put aside money that you can use for your future, for retirement, for immediate needs? I say that everybody should probably have $1,000 to $1,500 in emergency savings. Now, Dave Ramsey would say you have that $1,000 to $1,500 in emergency savings, and then you never touch it because you budget to make sure that you have enough to cover whatever happens. He says never touch your emergency fund. But I know from experience that a lot of times you have emergencies and you have to spend it. Then you have to replenish it. But the point is, every time that you get paid, you stick aside some and you put it in a safe place, whether that's a bank account or in cash hidden under your dresser or whatever, so that you can access it. But that savings is there to help you through emergencies. And once you get your emergency fund stable, then you save up enough so that if you lose your job, then your expenses are covered. You save up for a trip that you want to take. You save up for that expense that you want to buy. You save up for the down payment on your house, etc. That will help you to be able to succeed. It's a very valuable skill that you can learn. The same is true with debt and utilizing and leveraging debt. It's one of those things where you don't have to get into debt, but if you're going to get into debt, how should you use it? You need to learn how to use it rather than let debt control you. You know, there's the idea that the borrower is the slave to the master, or the slave to the lender. You don't want to be that. You don't want to be in the situation where someone has control over your life because you're beholden to them. Now, you know, if you have to have a mortgage on your house, then you have to have a mortgage on your house, but let's do what you can to get it paid off quicker. Let's do what you can to get the best possible mortgage on your house, right? And there are all kinds of things to learn about it. There's a lot that I don't know about mortgages and about my debt, so I need to learn more. And the more I learn, the sharper my skill set becomes, right? The next set of skills, guys, are employment skills. Now, you would think that with all of the jobs that are open these days, you would think that more people would take the time to know these, but for some reason they don't. The first one is how to make a resume. You would be surprised that a lot of people don't know this. Now, a lot of jobs want you to fill out an application, so make sure that you learn how to fill out an application. But even when they ask for that, make sure that you have a resume available. I would say that if you're putting a resume together, you want to make sure that it looks nice, that you have somebody look over it to make sure that you don't have any spelling mistakes. Find like the best, smartest person that you know and say, can you go over this with a red pen and circle any spelling errors or grammatical errors? You guys, I applied for a job one time, and in the job description of the job that I applied for said, must be someone who pays attention to detail. And I sent them my resume, and I knew I was the perfect person for this job. I had everything matched. Everything on this job matched my resume. I knew I was perfect for it. And the person that got the job was much less experienced, much less qualified. And I reached out and I just said, hey, I noticed that you guys hired so-and-so for this position. And I don't want to have sour grapes or anything like that, but I just kind of want to know so that I can improve for the next position that I apply for. Was there something in particular that didn't work out? And they said to me, yes. We said on our job description that the applicant must pay attention to detail. And in the second paragraph of your resume, you had a spelling error. Make sure that you have someone else proofread your resume, because you cannot see your spelling mistakes and your errors. Don't trust spell check. Have a person smarter than you look it over. You can't see your mistakes. You are blind to them. You see what you intended, they'll see what you wrote, okay? So always have somebody look it over. Listen, if you're a man and you are in the Manlyhood Man Cave, I guarantee you that if you say, hey, I just put a resume together, who in this group would look it over for me? And I guarantee you that somebody in that group would look over your resume and give you advice. Other employment skills that you need to know how to stick an interview. First of all, you show up dressed for the interview. You don't show up, you know, in a t-shirt and jeans to a place that is, you know, not the oil field. You know, make sure you find out how they dress at that place that you're working, and you dress better than you would expect. You know, wear a shirt and tie and a pair of nice slacks and a pair of nice shoes. If you don't have them, it's worth going and buying some. If it's a really nice place, wear a suit. It's worth that investment. If it's, you know, like I said, an oil field and everybody else is wearing jeans and t-shirt, then wear a pair of khakis and a polo shirt at a minimum. But dress to impress. Listen carefully to the questions they ask you. Answer thoughtfully. Relax. Oh my goodness, we could go on. I could do a whole series of podcasts on how to interview for a job, but let me just mention that that's one of the things you need to learn. So if you're not sure where to go from here, keep digging into that. That's a skill you need to work on, okay? And other employment skills that you need, obviously, are how to keep a job, which honestly, pretty simple. Show up, work hard, be there on time, don't fall asleep on the job, get your job done, be helpful, listen to your boss, all that kind of stuff, right? That's the first stuff. That's the simple stuff. Do that. Don't create drama. Those are skills, believe it or not, for a lot of people that don't know those things. You can learn them and you can work on them and you can improve in that area. I think every man needs some self-defense skills. How to block a punch. How to throw a punch. How to win a fight. How to avoid a fight. Now, again, we could really get into some of that and unpack it. But I do firmly believe that these are some skills. If I'm mentioning them and you're like, I don't know how to do that, maybe it would be a good thing to connect with a local martial arts studio and sign up for a basic self-defense class. Maybe it would be good to get online and look up some basic self-defense tutorials from a good self-defense instructor. I think it's going to be better hands-on where you've got somebody who can teach you how to block, how to stand in a fight, how to throw a punch. But if you don't know those things, you need to learn them. You know, we're living in a generation that was raised with zero tolerance policies in their school, and so they never stood up to a bully, and they never learned how to do that, and they never learned how to throw or block a punch. And I think you need to know it, because you never know when somebody out there who knows how, that's the bad guy, is attacking, how to defend yourself. You need to know these things. You need to know how to do it. I think every man needs to have at least a basic set of automotive skills. How to check the oil, how to change a tire, how to do some basic diagnostic problems. I hear a weird noise, where's it coming from, what's going on? And look, I am not a mechanic in the least. I am really bad with cars, I'm going to tell you that right up. But I think that every man should take the time to learn at least enough about it to communicate with their mechanic. Because if you don't, what'll happen is your mechanic will rake you over the coals. You need to know at least enough to be able to have some conversations that are at least educated enough to know what you're talking about. And Google can teach you a lot. YouTube can teach you a lot. Other basic skills that every man needs to know, some cooking skills, basic meat temps. You know what? Go buy yourself a meat thermometer, and on there will be the meat temperatures that your meat should be at before you eat it. And keep that in your silverware drawer. And when you're cooking your meat, pull it out and check the temperature and look at the little guide that came with your thermometer. That right there, valuable skill. Because if you overcook it, it's not going to taste great. If you undercook it, it's going to make you have worms or something. Do you know how to chop an onion? You know, and when it comes to seasoning your food, I always tell everybody, my mother taught me this and my dad used it too. They talk about the Trinity, right? And so garlic powder, onion powder, and soy sauce. That's what my mom used. She didn't use a lot of salt in her cooking, but she would use soy sauce, which has some salt in it. And that really is great flavoring and seasoning for a lot of things. Or the other trinity, if you're cooking something else and you need some vegetables in it, you put garlic, onion, and carrots, or celery, garlic, onion, and celery. especially in a soup, is an amazing trinity that you can add to it. And it, you know, you can stuff those inside of a turkey, you know, but learn some cooking skills. Take some time to not only watch a cooking show, but then actually try to cook. You might mess up a couple things. I think every guy should know how to cook for himself and cook for his family. Know how to do it. Take the time to learn a little bit. You don't have to be great, but learn how to make at least one signature dish that is you. And then once you learn that one, learn a couple extras, because, hey, if you can make 7 meals, you could cook every day of the week and you could be happy. Anyway, guys, I know that's a lot of skills. There are plenty of skills that men should know, maybe more than I'm talking about today, but these are maybe some of the basics that I think every man should know. If you think there's more and you want to weigh in, please go to the Manlyhood Man Cave. And you can weigh in there in the discussion on Facebook, and we could talk about it. Or if you're watching on YouTube, leave a comment. Let's talk about it. Do you think there are other skills that a man should know? Let's talk about it. Do you think some of my skills are off base? Let's talk about it. I'd love to hear your thoughts on it. And again, if you guys appreciate what we're doing here at Manlyhood, please go to themanlyhood.com/store. Get a t-shirt, get a book, a hoodie, a way that you can help support and represent the work that we're doing here at Manlyhood to your friends and your family. I love you guys. I care about you. And I'll see you next time.
If you want to be a better man, check out our website, manlyhood.com, for blogs, videos, and more from our Manlyhood team. Men, you can also join our private Facebook group, Manlyhood Man Cave, where you can meet up with a band of brothers who will challenge you and help you on your journey of manhood. This episode is produced by Hatcher Media for manlyhood.com. Be sure to subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes, YouTube, or wherever you're listening to the show. Tune in again for more of the Manlyhood Mancast.